A key national value is that folks charged with crimes are presumed not guilty unless and until someone proves different. That's not so in China, Russia, Iran, or Belarus. But what if folks are too dangerous to release? Formerly, people who had money made bail and went home. If you didn't, you spent months in jail, not working, feeding your family, or hugging your kids. In 2016, New Mexicans amended our constitution regarding bail to make financial status less crucial and empower judges to keep truly dangerous people in jail pending trial. But that requires a hearing where prosecutors have to show by clear and convincing evidence that the person is a real danger. Those hearings need not follow strict rules of evidence. Judges may rely on other reliable sources. Bernalillo County District Attorney Raul Torres, a 2022 candidate for New Mexico Attorney General, advocates making it easier for prosecutors to keep dangerous people off the streets. He suggests that in certain cases, such as murder, kidnapping, rape, sexual penetration of a minor, or new crimes committed while on pretrial release, there be a rebuttable presumption that the defendant will stay in jail. Our governor agrees. Public defenders and civil libertarians mostly don't. I have doubts that such legislation would be constitutional. Presumption of innocence is a huge part of what our country stands for, and folks who've not experienced a jail cell underestimate the damage it does to a human being. It can ruin your life and emotional health, or even trigger suicide. But Torres is fighting an epidemic of gun violence. When he makes that effort to keep a dangerous defendant locked up, he often loses. Oddly, that's even more likely if a gun is involved. And he's seen judges release defendants who then killed again while awaiting trial. Defense lawyers stress that the vast majority of released defendants don't get arrested before trial. Torres notes that many crimes never result in an arrest. Defense lawyers say they get many of their defendants off, which undermines any prosecutor's claim that he or she knows any given defendant is guilty and violent. Of course, sometimes defendants win on police and/or prosecutorial errors, not innocence. These are not easy questions, but with all due respect to Torres and Lujan Grisham, I'm skeptical. I see the problem, but hope there's a better way to harmonize individual constitutional rights with the community's desire for safety. Partly that means judges utilizing the tools they've been given in appropriate cases. Meanwhile, we must continue to improve pretrial services, even if that means little to committed criminals. Let's also redouble our fight to keep kids from turning to crime and provide real alternatives.